Last year, Firehouse Theater Project sold out performances of the hit musical Rent. This summer, it's hoping to do the same with the cult classic The Rocky Horror Show. Developed in London in 1973, this sexually charged musical sends up the cheap horror genre, as well as badly made B-movies. The musical was adapted into the Rocky Horror Picture Show in 1975. When the play opens, the narrator introduces the audience to the newly engaged couple, Brad and Janet. They are on their way to visit Brad's former science tutor when their car gets a flat tire. The unsuspecting couple sets out to find a telephone and ends up at the castle, the temporary home of Dr. Frankenfurter, an alien transvestite. Frank is having a party to celebrate the creation of his dream man, Rocky Horror. Although reluctant at first, Brad and Janet eventually give in to the craziness and release their inhibitions. Director Jay Smith decided to push the limits on this production with a modern take on the action, replacing a regular castle with an S&M club and ramping up the group's sexual escapades. As advertised, this show is intended for mature audiences only. Thanks to Smith's deft directing, the lively and large cast brings the castle to life. The dance scenes are crisp and extremely entertaining. The show includes several strong performances. Joy Newsom brings fire to her role as Magenta, one of Frank's motley crew. Nicholas Ayliff has fun with his scary role as a psycho riffraff, and Michael Hawke adds some deadpan humor to the narrator. Nick Shackelford plays the nerdy character Brad with lots of energy and pride. His comic timing is spot on. Allie Weplow has great fun with her transformation from shy, naive Janet to sex-crave Janet. She shines during her performance of Toucha, 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 Touch Me. Maggie Horan gives depth and personality to her portrayal of Columbia, Frank's former girl toy. Terrence Sullivan's performance as Dr. Frankenfurter is an absolute joy to watch. He takes sensuality to new limits. His vocals are superb and his timing is brilliant. He commands the stage each time he sets foot on it. The live band on stage adds an extra element to the production, but in some cases seems to overpower the singers. The Rocky Horror Show isn't for everyone. You must go into the show with an open, liberal mind. Those that do will undoubtedly have a good time. The show runs through August 19. For JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.